This is the fifth small group discussion with Jay Krishnamurti and Gushta, 1965.
Can we discuss something, sir? Which involves a sudden transformation, a sudden mutation, not a calculated, progressive, directive change, which is no change at all. Say, for instance, I find myself as a human being caught in so many problems. Financial, economic, sexual, emotional, aesthetic, you know, problems. That the more I try to entangle myself out of them, the more I'm enmeshed. Mm. The thing gets worse and worse and worse. I'm talking because I've been seeing people going on from there. And so, inevitably, either give it all up as a hopeless job and remain, just completely enmeshed in the problems and no way out and die. I see all that. And I say to myself, there must be a way or some catalyst, some incident, some happening that will completely revolutionize my whole existence. You follow, sir? And how is it to be done? Because I feel unless this takes place, little more refinement, little less bourgeoisism, little more intellectual, little bit more kind and gentle, all that rot that goes on, it's utterly valueless. So what am I to do? What? It must be a single act. You follow, sir? Mm-hmm. A single movement, a single act, a single incident that will completely transform my whole way of life. Not ideologically, all that stuff, but actually.
Well, yes, I think we must come to the root of all this trouble, in one act.
Yes, in one act. And that one act break the stem, which can't grow again. The stem of which you were talking yesterday.
Well, it puts that there's one stem of all the trouble.
Yes, yes. There may be
there may be one stem.
One stem or several stems.
Yes.
But if I know how to break one stem, I know the whole, it's finished.
Yes, well, you
how to be out of it all in a flash.
Not out of it all, right? That's
if wrong. We see the structure, one stem and one flash, one act, then the stem can never fool us again.
Yes. So what am I to do? I haven't got too much brain. I'm just taking it. Not too intellectual, not violently emotional or passionate. I'm just an ordinary person with good intentions. Fairly well-read, not too much. I have seen life. I've seen all that. I have done all.